Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. Hi, Karen.
Hey, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, here's one from Diamond Storm Hosh.
So the first time I caught my first crab was a very interesting experience. I was about 7 years old. I'm still tiny now. I'm about 5 foot flat. So then I was even smaller. And I remember the night before, we would all have bonfires at my grandmother's house, which is in Sanford, Florida. It's kind of like the Central Florida area. But they were all my aunts and my cousins and my mom. They were talking about how much fun they had when they went crabbing. And this is something they would do often. But I wasn't allowed to go because, you know, I was young, and a few of my other cousins weren't allowed to go because of their size and their age as well. This time in particular, they allowed, we got together and we kind of just, we put our heads together and we were like, gee, we really want to go. We want to enjoy. We want to have this fun that they're talking about. So we kind of begged them and begged them to, you know, take us on the next trip. So they said, okay, the next trip, you guys can go. So we were anticipating this all week, and finally the day comes around and it's time for us to go. And just even loading up to get ready to go to the beach was just excitement in itself, because they had to bring out the boat. My Uncle Lewis brought out his big truck, Ruby. That was really memorable for me as well as my other cousins. So Merritt Island is where we went to go crabbing, which is about 30, 45 minutes from Sanford on like the east side of Central Florida. It was a pretty good ride, and we got antsy like most kids do. But when we finally got there, we were excited. But of course, we had to help unpack, you know, things that we were allowed. So we went on a separate side, and the adults went on the boat docking side so they can get the boat in the water and everything and get set up. Me, I was the type of kid, I never really did what I was told to do. So I kind of snuck over the bridge and went back to the side that the adults were on just to watch them set up and see what the process was. Of course, like my uncle, he had his boat. Since we were going crabbing, it wasn't like we just had like fishing poles. We had fishing poles, and then we had like cane poles, sugar cane poles. My uncle loved those. They're like just like basically really long sugar cane sticks with fishing line on the end. But the crab nets are kind of unique in itself because they're like really big drawstring nets, and it's like fine fishing line. And the way you have to cast them out and be able to use them in itself is kind of just tricky. So they needed like kind of like all adults like on deck to be able to get everything out without like tangling up the lines and the rope. So after they got the boat loaded, they kind of set up each crab net in a good distance away from each other. And then they went out on a smaller boat, and then they put little like bobbers in the water to remember exactly where they casted out each line, so I guess they wouldn't get like tangled together. So after they did all of that stuff, then they finally got back to the barge, and then my mom seen me up there and she's like, you know, what are you doing up here? But she kind of shook her head like she usually does, because I never really was in place. So I said, like, are we going to start learning how to crab now? So she said, okay. And so she motions for my older cousin to bring the rest of the kids to where we are. So now that we're all together, she goes into the truck and she pulls out this Walmart bag. And like I see through the bag, there's like these little nets with handles on them, and she's handing them to us. So I'm like, what is this for? Like, you know, she's like, this is your fishing net. So immediately, like, I'm upset. I'm disappointed because I want the big people net. I want to crab with the big people. You know, after an hour or so, like, I kind of just made do with the net that I had. And, you know, I kind of got bored with that. So I went back to the other side of the beach, and they were getting ready to go back on the boat and ring in the nets that had been sitting out there for a while. So I went back over there after they got out of my distance, and I knew that I was out of their distance. I snuck back across the barge because I seen that they had left a crab net there. So I was like, all right, I'm going to do it myself. I'm going to teach myself how to do this. I don't need anybody. I got this. I'm going to show them I can crab. So I walk back over there, and you know, like it takes me a minute to actually get the line, you know, gathered in my arms because it's heavy, because the fishing line, it's heavy and it's so much of it. And it's like, you know, I'm tiny and I'm falling over with it in my hands and stuff like that. So I finally get to my feet and get a good grip. And when I toss it over, I end up tossing myself over with the fishing line, with the net. So I'm in the water, the net's in the water. I'm trying to untangle myself. The more I struggle to untangle myself, the more tangled I become. Thankfully, I guess my cousin must have been watching or seen me. So he was already en route to me and he had jumped in the water and was trying to come and get me. By the time he scooped me up, I feel something like pinching me on my butt. And I look around and it's like a crab dangling to like the bottom of my swimsuit. And I was so excited. It kind of like the excitement superseded the pain. So at that point, I wasn't even worried about the fact that I knew I was going to get in trouble. I wasn't worried about the little red mark on my bottom. I was just happy I caught a crab. And they let me clean my crab, eat my crab, and I was just very happy.
Diamond Storm Hosh with a lesson on how to catch a crab.
Or maybe how not to. It's hard to know.
You got to admire this little girl's ambition and wanting to play with the big nets.
And this is such a charming little girl story. Anytime that somebody says the getting ready for it was so much fun in itself, you know this is either a child or someone with a childlike spirit. It makes me think of giving a very small child a beautifully boxed up gift for Christmas, and the child is so enamored with the box and she couldn't care less about the gift. Children find excitement in so many things. On the other hand, they don't like to be looked down on or patronized or treated like children. They don't like to sit at the little girl's table, and they don't want a little girl's net for crabbing.
I also enjoyed the insight into her family life. They had bonfires together, and they go crabbing and boating together. It sounds like a lot of fun.
It sounds like, and she describes it as, a very full and very fully textured life. In other words, so often we look around in South Florida, and we see a kind of a artificial plasticized life. Not always. There's plenty of beauty left and plenty of real world left. But let's face it, we got a lot of strip malls, we got a lot of asphalt, and this is a real look at a natural part of Florida.
And she was very good at describing what crabbing is, and I could see her falling in the water and catching that crab.
Absolutely. And she didn't say it, and for this I'm glad, because she left it for me to say. Here's a little girl who was undoubtedly crabby. She never wanted to do what she was told, and she was not happy about how she was told to crab, and here she ends up like a crab in a crab net. And I thought that was such a cute little thing, and lovely that she didn't say it. She left us to connect those dots.
And I got an insight into her personality. She sounds very competent, very ambitious.
And also very centered. I mean, there is a real sense of her values, even though she's telling stories about being a little child.
Well, thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. If our listeners have a South Florida story they would like to share, how can they get in touch with you?
Send an email to cneil, that's C-N as in Nancy, E-I-L-E at fau.edu.
Our website also has contact information as well as archive stories at wlrn.org, Click Radio, and The Public Storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Mike. I'll see you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.